Chapter 3, The Scene of the Crime. The following morning we set off for Hatherley Farm and the Boscombe Pool. As the carriage bounced down the country lane, Holmes turned to me.
One other interesting fact, Watson. Mr. McCarthy lived at Hatherley Farm rent-free.
How very generous of Mr. Turner, I replied. But then they were friends from Australia. Does it not seem odd, though? McCarthy, who had so little of his own, talked of marrying his son to Turner's daughter. He talked of it in a very confident way, but I have discovered that Turner himself was against it. It did seem odd, but I could deduce nothing from it. We soon arrived at the farm, a comfortable-looking two-story building. The maid at Holmes' request showed us the boots McCarthy had been wearing. She also found a pair of his son's boots. Holmes measured them all very carefully, then set off to the pool. It was damp, marshy ground, and there were marks of many feet on the path and on the short grass beside it. How simple it would have been, exclaimed Holmes, if I had been here before they came like a herd of buffalo. Many of the important tracks have been obscured. He peered at the ground, then cried, Aha! Here are three separate tracks of the same feet. He took out a lens and lay down to get a better view, all of the time talking to himself. These are young McCarthy's feet. Twice he was walking, and once he ran swiftly. The soles are deeply marked, but the heels hardly visible. That bears out his story. Here are the father's feet as he paced up and down. Ha! What have we here? Tiptoes. Tiptoes. Square, too. Quite unusual boots. Now where did they come from? Holmes paced up and down, sometimes losing and sometimes finding the track. He stopped in the edge of the wood, and under the shadow of a great beech tree he lay down again. He stayed there a long time, turning over leaves and dry twigs. A jagged stone was lying among the moss. He picked it up and examined it carefully. Then he got up and followed a pathway through the woods which led to the main road, where he stopped. He showed me the stone. This may interest you, he said. If I'm not mistaken, the murder was done with it. He did not sound as if he expected to be mistaken, but I had to ask, How can you tell? There are no marks on it. The grass was growing under it, so it had only been there a few days. It matches the injuries, and there is no sign of another weapon. And the murderer? The murderer is a tall man, left-handed. He limps with the right leg and wears thick-soled shooting boots. He smokes Indian cigars, uses a cigar holder, and carries a blunt penknife. There are several other indications, but these may be enough to aid us in our search. Holmes was silent for a long time, and we did not speak again until we were back at the Hereford Arms.